If you are studying the Pali scriptures from a very objective point of view, you can find the beginnings of Mahayana Buddhism inside Theravada itself. When I was reading through the introduction to the Abhidhamma commentary, Buddhaghosa, as a translator, gave a very lengthy account of how Abhidhamma talks came about. He went back not just to the time when the Buddha got enlightened. It seems that after the Buddha got enlightened, when he was spending the first seven weeks enjoying the fruits of his enunciation, like one of the 7 weeks, he was contemplating on the conditional relationships. And then all this aura emanated from his body, and there's also another commentarial tradition. They didn't start from there. They went back until Sumedha's time. You know Sumedha? Sumedha was the ascetic who made the vow to become a Sammasambuddha during Dipankara Buddha's time. That was the starting point of Gautama Buddha's career way back in the past. Now, when you look at the Sutta Pitaka, the Buddha only mentioned 7 Buddhas. 4 from this kappa, and 3 more in the previous kappas. And only one sutta, he mentioned Maitreya Buddha, the future Buddha for this kappa. In a later text, which has been canonized, called the Cariya Pitaka and the Buddha Vamsa, the two texts, they go back until Dipankara Buddha. So they tried to establish a lineage of Buddhas from where our Buddha stopped, from the 7th, and then they went way back until 28th, until Dipankara Buddha. So in the introduction to the commentary to the Abhidhamma Pitaka, they went back right until the beginning, until Sumedha's time. And they started and quoted all the verses from the so-called canonical text. Because the Buddha Vamsa and Cariya Pitaka are also supposed to be part of the Pali Canon. It's found in the Khudaka Nikaya, the 5th Nikaya. But if you study the earlier Nikayas, the Digha Nikaya, the Majjhima Nikaya, Samyutta Nikaya, Anguttara Nikaya, these 4 early Nikayas, you will find that the concept of Parami cannot be found. Is not found at all in the early 4 Nikayas. And even in the earlier books of the Khudaka Nikaya, nothing is found. According to the commentaries, they recognize that there are 15 books in the Khudaka Nikaya. But now in the Burmese edition of the Tipitaka, they have 20 books. They included other books into the Khudaka Nikaya. So now it's growing. Just like the Mahayana texts are also growing. They are growing more and more. Right, so out of the Khudaka Nikaya, you have the texts like Udana, Iti Vuttaka, Sutta Nipata, and Jatakas. These 4 texts are actually mentioned by the Buddha in his ninefold classification of the Dhamma. In the early Nikayas, in the suttas, when the Buddha talks about the Dhamma, he would categorize the Dhamma into 9 types. And of these, Sutta Nipata is included, Iti Vuttaka is included, Udana is included, and Jataka also included. Jataka means the verses only, not the whole story. The whole story is all commentarial legend. So even in these early books, in the Udana, in the Iti Vuttaka, Sutta Nipata, Jataka, nothing is mentioned about Paramis. Nothing is mentioned about Bodhisattva also. In fact, when we were in Sri Lanka, we got a book. Someone made a comparative study of the Majjhima Nikaya and the Madhyamaka Agama, the Chinese equivalent of the Majjhima Nikaya. And Venerable Kumara pointed out to me that the word Bodhisattva cannot be found in the Chinese Agama, but it's found in our Majjhima Nikaya. So, what does that mean? The implication is that the Chinese Agama were actually earlier than Pali Nikaya, the Majjhima Nikaya in particular, went through some additions. people edited and put in things. The concept of Parami came much later. In fact, Venerable Bhikkhu Bodhi wrote a book called The Treatise on Paramis, based on a commentary work in Pali. And he made some comparative study, and he says that these are actually based on a Sanskrit work. They transported the concepts and tried to integrate into our Pali Theravadin way of looking at things. But actually, it's a Mahayanist concept.